From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. In the United States, two Iranian nationals have been charged in an alleged scheme to steal and resell software to Iran, including a program to design bullets and warheads. The two men were charged in the northeastern state of Vermont, the city of Rutland, in federal district court. It issued arrest warrants for the two who are believed to be in Iran. According to the indictment unsealed Monday, 35-year-old Mohammed Saeed Ajili recruited 39-year-old Mohammed Reza Rezaka to break into companies' computers to steal their software for resale to Iranian universities, the military, and the government. According to the indictment, Rezaka conducted the hacking and cracking operations, and Ajili was in charge of marketing and selling the programs. Nearly 40,000 residents of British Columbia in Western Canada have fled their homes because of out-of-control wildfires that authorities say are likely to get worse. Hundreds of Army planes and thousands of firefighters have been deployed to the area. Australia is sending 50 firefighters to help battle the blazes. About 40,000 people were ordered to evacuate their homes, overwhelming the small town of Kamloops. The Canadian Red Cross has brought in emergency supplies and extra beds to help the town cope. The fires are burning in an area between 150 and 350 kilometers northeast of Vancouver, British Columbia. A state of emergency has been declared. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington.